Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, rain late, a low of 35. Racine Mayor John Dickert has some advice for those thinking of running for the position. Do it for the job. Dickert announced Monday that he's resigning this summer to become the president and CEO of the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative. On WRJN's Community Conversation, Dickert said running for mayor is not about the title.
And I will tell you, for all those candidates out there, and I hear them, you know, telling me every day, oh, I'm going to be mayor, and I think to myself, this is not a title. It's a job. The title is a nuance of the job. And, you know, when everybody's slapping you on the back and calling you mayor, that's like 0.1% of the job. The job is difficult decision-making and being a leader in times when times are tough.
But Dickert said it's the best job he's ever had.
Got a lot of gray hair out of it. But at the same time, when you can change a person's life and they'll come up to you and tell you that you did that and you can see that change, and we've seen some pretty dramatic change in this city over the last 8 years, you know, you can say, all right, I've done my job.
It will be up to the Common Council to decide when a special election will be scheduled, but Dickert is recommending that it be held this fall, saying the city should not be run by an interim mayor until next spring. The announcement by Mayor Dickert that he'll be resigning this summer has triggered efforts by at least one alderman to reconsider the recent vote to fund a Phase 1 study of the proposed Lakefront Event Center. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Karko.
Alderman Sandy Widener, who's butted heads occasionally with the mayor on certain issues, now claims that without him leading the charge, the event center makes even less sense than before. She's formally requested an immediate committee of the whole to reconsider a previous recommendation to proceed with the study. Meanwhile, Alderman Terry McCarthy had requested a committee of the whole on the procedure for electing a new mayor. Council President Dennis Weiser has the say on these agenda items, and only the election process is listed for the April 5th agenda that was sent out on Monday. Widener, who believes that a new mayor has to be chosen before the event center issue goes anywhere else, in an email about this whole scenario says her request should also be on Wednesday night's agenda. Thus far, it is not. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.
Elementary school teachers in the Kenosha Unified School District are asking the school board to address the issue of dwindling prep time. The Kenosha Education Association recently surveyed teachers about independent prep time, receiving more than 300 responses. To address the issue, the teachers are asking for more prep time on Fridays. Several teachers addressed the school board at last night's meeting, Scott McDonald telling the board the teachers have presented them with a reasonable solution. Board member Rebecca Stevens requested the teachers' resolution be placed on the April agenda for discussion.
If we're going to be able to meet the needs of all students, our teachers need the time to plan, to differentiate, to work with all students. This can be accomplished.
Board President Tamara Coleman said she would like to wait until the district has completed its analysis of a recent district survey on preparation and professional development before bringing the issue before the board. Inmates at the Racine County Jail will be issued a computer tablet, a program included in a contract approved by the county board last night. The board authorized a 5-year contract with Securus Technologies to provide inmate telephone and video visitation services. Sheriff's Captain Doug Waring told supervisors the contract also includes the tablets, which will be equipped with several free apps.
Some of the apps that they're going to put on there for free, of course, a phone app so that they're able to use the telephones more and stay in contact with their families. There's also going to be for religious books, law library, GED content, and job search apps. Those are all free that could have come with it.
Waring said his research indicates the inmates are careful with the tablets. Waring said he is not aware of any other correctional facility in Wisconsin furnishing tablets to inmates, but it's being done in other states. Human trafficking is described as the illegal movement of people, typically for the purpose of forced labor or commercial sexual exploitation. And it's a real problem that affects males and females in various ages across the United States, including students. Horlick High School tonight will host a presentation about the evils of human trafficking. It's at 6 p.m. in the cafeteria. Carrie Hemmig of Fight to End Exploitation and Racine Police Department investigator Neil Lofi will do the presentations. A survivor will discuss the dangers of human trafficking through her story. Due to the nature of the topic, this presentation is not for anyone under the age of 13. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.